Through the Regional Conservation Partnership Program, or RCPP, USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service in Alabama, together with a partner, is working on a project to convert forest to longleaf pine. According to Steve Musser, Assistant State Conservationist for Programs for Alabama NRCS, the project is called the Coastal Headwaters Forest Partnership.
The Conservation Fund applied for funding through the RCPP to convert loblolly pine forests on coastal counties in Alabama and Florida over time to longleaf pine for perpetuity. So they have applied for and received funding, got $5 million for a project in Baldwin County, Alabama, which they will enter in about 4,000 acres of existing loblolly stands. And over time, as they harvest those, they'll convert them to longleaf, which will bring the ecosystem that protects a lot of the TNEs, the black pine snake, the gopher tortoise, and a lot of those things that we're concerned about in coastal areas anyway.
Musser says this is a conservation easement program.
They retain ownership in this case. They retain the value of the timber. They can continue to harvest and grow timber as long as it's longleaf. It just has to be done in a manner that's beneficial for the TNEs. So we're probably a year or so out from actually having the appraisal done and making the offer for the land to start going in. But the whole point of this is to support the forest industry and the quality of timber that we would get from longleaf pine over time. And if we can convert a lot of these stands down there, we feel like it'll bring back some sawmills that we've lost and improve the overall economy in those areas.
Now, this is a part of the America's Longleaf Restoration Initiative, a collaborative public-private effort to restore the threatened longleaf ecosystems across 8 million acres by the year 2020. To learn more about the Coastal Headwaters Forest Partnership or about RCPP, contact your local NRCS office. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.